Well, it looks like we're going to have a beautiful day to practice this afternoon. I mean, it feels good up here. And one of the reasons that we enjoy coming back to Minnesota State every year is this is so conducive to having a good training camp. And I think so far we've done a good job in utilizing the time that we've had here. Today is a big day for us. We'll hit some different situations, 2 minute being one of them, and an area where we have to execute extremely well, both on offense and defense. And it'll be a good test for our team. But so far, so good.
Where's Jeff Schwartz today?
Jeff, we sent him back to the Twin Cities to get a check on an abdominal strain that he has, and also just to make sure there isn't something else going on physically. We'll see when we get the results back, you know, where things are. We want to run some tests, and I'll know something a little bit more, at least this afternoon.
Is that more concerning when you got an abdominal strain for a guy who's coming off a hip surgery, the fact that maybe there's something related there?
And that's what we want to check out, if it's anything related to the hip and if there's something else going on.
What triggered that? What did he say he was feeling that made you want
to? He just said he had trouble turning. I think it was to his left or to his right. One of them just couldn't make any of the adjustments he needed to make when he turned in that direction. And obviously for an offensive lineman, we want to be able to turn in either direction with ease. And he's having trouble doing that. So we want to go back and get it checked out and find out what's going on.
What's the window of opportunity for Allen Reisner here with Carlson out? And what have you seen from him?
Allen has really improved. He's much more physical than he was a season ago. You know, he came in as more of a guy who was purely a pass-catching tight end, it seemed, and we worked him a little bit on special teams a year ago, and he struggled a little bit, but this training camp and even the OTAs, he's like a different player, and, you know, our coaches were commenting on that just a couple nights ago. He's much more physical, really has a better understanding of what we're trying to do. He's become tougher at the point of attack when he's blocking those defensive ends. Just a different attitude than the player that we had at the end of last season, and he's going to make the competition at that position pretty interesting.
We've talked about Jared Allen's reluctance to be rested ever. How would you sort of gauge or Antoine Winfield's sort of way he looks at, you know, being cautious with his use?
He understands what we try to do in training camp with him. I mean, as a defensive back, they run all the time. So where he is in his career, you know, we don't want to take all the tread, you know, off those tires. So we have to be smart in how we manage his practice time. We need him playing his best when we line up against Jacksonville. So he understands what we're trying to get done, and it's worked in the past. And we want him to stay healthy throughout training camp as well.
Does he put up fights too sometimes?
No, he knows at his position why we need to do it the way we're doing it. He understands.
Did you get further info on Pat Brown and his knee?
Nothing different, just grade one, so not in the same category as what we saw with John. So we think he'll be back in another couple of days. Not nearly at the degree that John's was.
You're getting a little thin, though, on that offensive line with Pat out, Schwartz, and Love, too. I mean, do you have to look to bring in somebody else? You still got 12 guys, but I don't know if you want to put that many more reps on people.
No, you're exactly right, Tom. We are. We're going to bring in some guys to work out and take a look because you know, you don't want to get down to 11 or 10. So we do have to bring some guys in, and Rick and his staff are looking at some guys right now that we're going to try to bring in and work out.
Coach, when you look back a year ago and your first weekend, your first coach as a, you know, your first training camp as the head coach, you know, how do you compare? I mean, can you compare, and what's the biggest differences that you've seen this week?
Well, you know, a year ago was unlike any other offseason in the history of the NFL. So it's not a lot to compare other than the fact that it was a blur in so many ways for me personally. But this offseason, more accustomed to what I'm familiar with the National Football League, and it's created an environment where we can get much more done in training camp and really plan things and see them come to fruition a lot better than we could a year ago. It was cloudy. So in a lot of ways, there's nothing to compare last offseason to. But this is more conducive to what I know and for us to reach our goals as a football team.
You talked a little bit about Kyle Rudolph and how he's responded now
to Pat's love. Kyle, he's begun to really step up for us and come out with a lot of confidence. Of course, you know that he and Christian have a great rapport, so he's going to be a favorite of Christian's. There's no question about it. But he's showing some some second-year leadership that we need. You know, we're so young at so many positions, but he's embracing the fact that he's our starting tight end, and we're counting on him in a big way to be productive for us. And he has the talent to do it. You know, he was a star in college. He's not afraid to be in the limelight. So we're hoping for big things for him in his second season.
You look at these guys who are the last roster guys, the guys who are on the bubble. You have OTAs, you have mini camps, you have training camp and preseason games. Is one of those more important in the big picture of things as to whether a guy stays or doesn't stay than the others?
I think it's a combination of all of those. You know, what they did back in the spring, you know, what happens in training camp, what happens with these preseason games. It's just a combination. Also, what happens in practice as you're trying to make an evaluation on every player, which, you know, as I said before, puts a premium on our being able to put them in positions, especially guys that are, you're not certain if they're going to make it or not, putting them in positions to show what they're capable of doing. So we don't let a guy go who really could have helped our team in 2012. These preseason games, along with these practices, are so, so important, but so was the offseason, though, just being able to see how a guy paid attention, if he was going to be where he was supposed to be. There's a lot that goes into this process as you're trying to narrow down this 53-man roster.
Evaluating with the number three running back slot, and considering that right now it's a number two running back slot with Adrian on the side.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big one. We were talking about that last night as well. You know, we were all hoping that Adrian gets back and he's a player that we remember, but you also have to go through the scenario, what if it takes more time than he thinks or that it could take? So that next guy, as opposed to being a third back, is now your second back. You know, do we have the right people to be the second back? And, you know, we're going to learn a little bit more as we go through the preseason about those other running backs and what their roles can be. But it does change things if all of a sudden some of the people we brought in to be the third back have to be our second tailback. That's something we'll have to pay close attention to as we find out more about Adrian.
How do you size up both Hilliard and Todman right now?
They're both doing, you know, very well. They've been steady. Their assignment's sound. They're doing everything we ask them to do. Want to continue to put them in situations in practice, and we'll learn a little bit more when we line up next week in scrimmage against San Francisco. But so far, they're doing everything we ask them to do.
Just a run-of-the-mill sprain day for Todman, not a high ankle sprain or anything that would keep him out a longer period?
No, just a typical sprain, and shouldn't be out very many days, so nothing major at all.
How do they compare to us to help you on special teams? I mean, maybe that breaks the tie or whatever. What are their
values? Yes, and usually it does when you're talking about the third guy, and not so much the second guy because, you know, he could be splitting carries with the first guy. But Lex has played in this league and been successful, and one of his fortes is being a good special teams player, so he's a proven commodity in that area. That's one of the reasons we signed him, because he not only gives you something in the backfield, but he's been a very good special teams player, whereas Jordan has been a guy who was on the practice squad, and he's still learning the NFL, so there's a difference there. But he has some juice, and that was one of the attractions when we signed him. But they're different in their careers and where they are.
Thus, regarding the two-minute work that you're going to be doing today, are you going to be looking at the defense more, considering, you know, early last year, that penchant for not being able to hold leads or letting go leads on teams that were coming at you? Is that anything lingering that you're going to be looking at?
No, Brian. We need to be good on offense and defense in two-minute situations. There were times on offense we couldn't take the football down the field and score in the final 2 minutes to win a game. There were times on defense we couldn't stop someone to end the game on defense. So we want to improve in our two-minute offense and defense, and it's the same way across the board. We want to see improvement in a lot of areas, but today, specifically 2 minute, we want to see improvement with our offense and defense. And this is the first time we've done it in training camp, so we know there are going to be some give and take, but we need to go through this exercise, and we'll do it again before we play our first scrimmage game next Friday. There'll be another opportunity, so there'll be a number of opportunities to hit two-minute situations before we get to Jacksonville. But the goal is to see our offense be productive in that area, see our defense be productive in two-minute situations.
Is there any live portions of tomorrow night's practice, or is it just sort of a standard practice at night?
Yeah, it'll be more thud. We won't. I think yesterday I told our guys that the scrimmage we had in short yards and goal line was our last live situation we'll have before we scrimmage on next Friday. But we'll still be live in the line, but we just won't take the backs down tomorrow night. All right, thank you guys.
Thanks.